Radio.
In the last decade, a social worker and researcher, Brené Brown, has spent a lot of time working with people who have a deep sense of worthlessness. And as she's studied this, she realized that some of them made their way back to a sense of worthiness and some didn't. And there was a particular thing that she noticed that was the difference. It became very apparent to her when she herself went through a crisis, uncovered her own deep sense of unworthiness, which she'd had very well hidden, and had a breakdown for a year. After she went through that, she realized that the difference was that those who made their way back to a sense of worthiness, for some reason or another, realized that they were enough. They felt they were enough already, and then they made it back to a sense of worthiness. Let's put that on the shelf for a moment. In today's first reading, Abraham takes his son Isaac because God calls him to sacrifice him. Have you ever stopped and just gone, hang on, one, why is God asking him to sacrifice his son? And two, if I heard a voice in my head telling me to sacrifice my son, I wouldn't do it. What is Abraham doing? Is he mad? Now, putting in context, human sacrifice at that place, that time, wasn't so uncommon. It was done. The cultures that offered human sacrifice, they had a sense that there was some debt we owe to God that had to be paid back. So they'd try and, in a sense, win God's favour to buy back God by offering him the human sacrifice. So there's context for him to actually do that. However, with Abraham, there is something hugely different. We don't hear it in today's reading. It's cut out for brevity's sake. But in verse 5, when Abraham is going up the mountain with Isaac, he leaves the servants behind and he says, I and the boy will go on alone and we will return. We will return. He had some sense that even though God had asked him to sacrifice Isaac, they would both return. And in verse 8, as they're both going up the mountain, Isaac says, Dad, we got the wood, we've got, you know, the knife, we've got everything we need, but where's the lamb for sacrifice? And Abraham says, God himself will provide the lamb. You have to remember that Abraham was already promised by God that he would have a son and that he would have descendants. Abraham is holding to that promise of God. He is not sacrificing, taking Abraham for the sacrifice because he thinks he has to win God back. He already has a sense that he's enough. He already has a sense that he's loved by God. And he's responding in God's call with love, not with a sense of unworthiness. What does this mean? Now, some of you may not have this sense of unworthiness. Hopefully, most of you don't desire to sacrifice other human beings. However, this provides an important insight for our own Lenten sacrifices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Because often we tend to try and do things to make God love us more. God, I'm going to do this for you, so thank you very much. What are you going to give me back? God, oh, I don't feel so good now. You know, I might go say some extra prayers to alleviate my conscience because I'm feeling a little bit guilty. I've neglected you. This is sometimes the attitude we take with our sacrifices to God. It's like those people who are doing human sacrifice. However, the attitude we should take, we should already have a sense that God loves us, that we are enough. We are simply responding to his call, bringing to him our sacrifice in response. This is a healthy way to bring our sacrifices to God, just like Abraham did. Like Brené Brown found, those people who had that sense that they were enough, they made it back to a sense of worthiness. However, there's a problem, because those people who were doing human sacrifices, they had this sense that we have a debt to pay to God, and they were right. So who's going to pay this debt if we shouldn't be trying to pay it? Back to Abraham's sacrifice. God did not let Abraham sacrifice his son. But as we heard in the second reading, he sacrificed his own son instead. Abraham said, God himself will supply the lamb. And indeed he has. Who is the Lamb of God? Who is it who is the beloved son? Who is it who, like Isaac, carried his own wood up that hill for the sacrifice? God has paid the debt himself for us. He has proved that we are enough. He has proved that he already loves us. He offered his son. And as we further heard, his son sits in heaven now and pleads for us. Every day he is sitting there with the Father, standing up for us, pleading for us. And what's more, he was transfigured. Now we look at the transfiguration and say, wow, Jesus was shown in all his glory with Moses and Elijah. That's amazing. But that's not just for Jesus. That also applies to us. Because what happens? Where the head goes, there the body is called to follow. Jesus is revealing to us the glory that we are called to. Because when we get stuck in our sufferings or in difficult times, sometimes we can lose sight of the light at the end of the tunnel. We forget that there's glory, the resurrection to come. So Jesus gives us a bit of a preview of what's to come. I was with somebody once visiting one of the greatest priests I know. And this person had sat down with this priest and talking for a while and eventually got to the essence of what they were struggling with and said, Father, I'm suffering so much. I struggle so much through my whole life. I just don't think I'm worthy of God's love. I've become a Catholic, but I don't think I can do it. I mean, if I'm not worthy, why should I even bother? I'm sitting there going, okay, Father, how are you going to get out of this one? What do you do? And what Father said, I've remembered since that day, and I often remind myself. He said, you're not worthy? No, you're not. I know. But join the club, because neither am I. And neither is him or her or them, because none of us are worthy. But God loves us anyway. Yes, we have a debt to pay to God, but it's not ours to pay. It's already been paid. We don't have to prove ourselves to God because we can't. But like Abraham, we can respond to God's love. We can bring our sacrifice to him, not for the sake of what we're going to lose or give away, but because God wants to take that sacrifice, transform it, and return it better than it was when we gave it to him.
As a free, not-for-profit service, Credio requires the support of people like you to help keep us going in our mission. To donate, visit credio.org.au/donate.